I'm here at the Brighton Spiegel tent, and I'm with Cherry Shakewell, and her show 00 Heaven is on at the Brighton Spiegel tent in their lovely space. If you haven't been there, it is an experience. There is no venue quite like it. But my opening question is for somebody that thinks they have heard, well, they've heard of it, but they don't know what it is. What's burlesque?
Well, burlesque has actually changed over the years. I mean, it was a kind of satirical kind of performance piece, but now it's kind of morphed into very tasteful and kitsch striptease and comedy mixed with that, because there's always a sense of humour, because it's laughable, you know, taking a glove off sexily is kind of quite funny. And there's lots of different styles of burlesque. There's neo-burlesque, where it's kind of, you can have more gothic or fetish-based. I do very traditional kitsch, mainly 60s, 70s style.
And how did you discover it?
Well, I guess I was brought up on a diet of musical theatre and dance school, and then as I became older, I got interested in kind of kitsch world of pin-up artwork, and then I saw a workshop advertised. I hadn't danced for years. I'd gone away to university to do graphic design, finished uni, came back, saw a workshop, went and did a workshop, and within the month I was performing, people started offering me money, and that was, the rest is history. It's 12 years now.
And so when you have a show like 00 Heaven, how do you conceive that? Where does the idea come from?
Well, I'm absolutely obsessed with the kitsch retro stylings of the old Bond films, so probably the earlier ones, and the camp, very misogynistic, but in a kind of, you know, tongue-in-cheek kind of way, and how well it lent itself to cabaret. So I decided to put a show on at a supper club that doesn't exist in London anymore, Volupte, and just pick cabaret acts who would then come up with acts that either were based on characters or just using the theme tunes from Bond, and it just transfers beautifully, because you've got glamorous girls, you've got skilled acrobats, which is obviously all through the film, and weapons. In my show, I've actually got a girl with a whip, and I've got a girl with swords as well. So.
And so does the show form around the acts as you find them, or do you actually have a kind of game plan at the start?
Well, I've had so many of the top performers on the cabaret circuit in my show over the years when I was doing it twice monthly at one point. So I just approached performers that I thought either their act already fitted or that they could tailor it by changing the music slightly. And so these have kind of, yeah, it's evolved over time. Yeah.
So are you a little bit disappointed with where James Bond has gone?
Not really. I still love them. I think that I didn't like Pierce Brosnan as a Bond. I quite like him from stories I've heard about him on sets of films. He sounds quite a cool guy, actually. But no, I think it's come back to form. I think Daniel Craig is very good, and the films are really slick. I really like them. But maybe they don't, you know, they don't quite fit with my aesthetics.
What's unique about performing in a Spiegel tent?
Just the minute you step into a Spiegel tent, you feel like you've been transported into a magical space. It's just the twinkly lights and the glass reflecting, and obviously Spiegel means mirror in German. It's like all of that mirror reflecting back makes the space quite, it's almost like a fun house, like a mirror house. And so you're kind of already winning with the show in there, because the audience walk in and they feel transported. So yeah, I enjoy that.
And you play different spaces. So when you kind of roll into a new space, what do you do to sort of adapt the show to it? Because they can be very different spaces. Do you have to, the various, I suppose, creative things you could do, but do you redraw it? Do you kind of go, oh, this one's long and we're going to be at one end and that we have to change it? I mean, are some spaces easier than others?
As I can only speak really as a solo performer. Sometimes I turn up at a venue like an hour before and I have to look, oh, it's a nightclub or it's a supper club, and then I just change my routine to fit around that space. And sometimes I can get to the audience and interact with them, and sometimes I'm on a really beautiful theatre stage and I can't, so I have to do more work with like imagining my eye contact with an audience I can't really see because of the lighting. So yeah, I enjoy that. A lot of performers freak out about different spaces, but I'm like, oh goody, I can make a routine fit a 1 meter by 1 meter space if I have to, but if I've got a huge space then I can fill it. So yeah.
Do you enjoy being out there in front of people?
Yeah, that's why I do this. I'm a massive exhibitionist.
So what does being an exhibitionist mean?
when I'm in the right mood to be, and I think this is quite common with a lot of performers and exhibitionists, is I can be quite quiet, and sometimes I go into a room and I don't want to be visible. But when I'm in the mood to be, I like to be the centre of attention, and I like to make people smile as well. It's not completely selfish. It's like if I don't get back, then I can't give as well. So, yeah, I can jump up and dance and be a fool and make people laugh, and then I can do it in a polished way in a show as well.
And do you like doing serious?
I don't think so. No, I'm not very serious. I'm like my dad, basically. He's a jolly joker.
Yeah. But there's been a whole kind of part of cabaret, that really just takes people into sadness and darkness. And there's a whole part of cabaret and burlesque that absolutely doesn't do that.
Yeah, I mean, I love going on either of those journeys. But me as a personal, as my own acts, I'm cheeky and jolly and bubbly and bouncy. So yeah, I can do kind of dark only if it's in a kind of pantomime. So I've got like a dark queen with like a fake fire thing. But again, it's going to be very camp. I'm like a classic carry-on character. I kind of have that kind of music following me around.
How do you find your songs, and how do you choose your material?
That for me is the hardest thing, because not only are you trying to pick something that you're going to love, you've got to love it maybe for many years, and also everyone's fighting over the same scraps of the really good stuff on the cabaret circuit. But I'm quite lucky, again, because whilst I do other eras, the 60s and 70s isn't as popular in the burlesque scene, so I tend to be able to pick certain things that aren't as overused. And sometimes if you love something enough, you're just like, well, I'm going to do something different with it anyway. But that is what I struggle with, which is why my turnover of creativity is a lot less than most of the girls who are creating new acts every few months. I make one about every 5 years or something.
In terms of this show as well, there's so many people, it's not only in Brighton, but they're dressing 70s and 60s, and they're listening to music, modern music, but that is absolutely influenced by that. So the audience just seems to keep renewing itself.
Yeah, I think it all overlaps. I mean, I'm not a strict... I'm into vintage, but I love mixing it with contemporary. I listen to all different types of music, and that feeds back in. I don't think it suits me necessarily on stage. I always kind of get jealous of the aerialists, because they always pick really amazing like electronic music, which I love, and it's all really dramatic and serious, but I'd look stupid doing something like that. So
if we headed off, let's start with Brighton, maybe London, to a lot of the vintage shops that you know about... What are you looking for at the moment? What's on your list?
Oh, I've got a really horrible addiction to nasty polyester dresses, which are really sweaty and bad in the summer. But I like, bowl prints and maxi dresses and things like that. But, I'm happy. I mix up with high street stuff. So, yeah.
Final question, kind of non-PR question, but for people that have... I've always looked at flyers like this and thought, well, I'm not sure if that's for me, but maybe I'll go. What would be your invitation to them?
I would say that it can't not be for you, because there's such a variety, which is, that's why I do a traditional variety show as opposed to a burlesque show, is because there's comedy, there's singing, there's serious skilled acts. There's such a wide variety. And I'm toying with bringing out my new act, which I might have to put to different music, but I've got like Light Up, LED twirling tassels. So I don't think there's many adults of a consenting age that wouldn't enjoy watching that. Even if they think it's ridiculous, it's fine.
There's your invitation from Cherry Shakewell. Thanks very much indeed.